He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's February 13th. It's the day before Valentine's Day, so don't forget that on your way home. And let's see how the market is doing here today. Well, we right now have the S&P 500 down about 5 points. The Dow is up 55, or down actually 50 points right now to 15,912. The S&P is at 1814. We've got the NASDAQ down right now also. NASDAQ down about 3 points to 4,198. Gold flat on the day. We've got crude oil, 99.96, down a little bit after it hit that triple digit level yesterday. We've got the 10-year yield is at 2.74%. It got down to about 2.65, somewhere in there, 2.64. We're up about 10 basis points since then. And since Janet Yellen, we've got the euro at 1.37 right now. So there's obviously more than just Yellen that the market is worried about, because we kind of got Yellen out of our hair this past week. We were wondering where Yellen would come in at, where she would stand on interest rates and quantitative easing and all of this, whether she was a hawk or whether she was a dove. And we kind of know she's a dove, just like Bernanke. Seems like the two of them pretty much were seeing eye to eye on the moves that the Fed was taking. Now that she's out of our hair, we still have weakness in the market. I want to talk about that here in a bit. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, you know what? I told you earlier this week that I'm not ready to sound the all-clear sign yet on the market. You know, there's a big difference between this January and last January, the start of the market. We had a phenomenal January. I need to quantify it. I want to say that last January we were probably up 6 or 7%. This January we're down 6 or 7%. A much different start to the year 2014 than we had in 2013. And the January effect can be a pretty powerful thing, to be honest with you. It has been a pretty potent indicator over the years. The percentages, the probabilities have increased since the January end, that we'll have a tougher year this year. And it looks that way, doesn't it? And I warned you late December that it was going to be a much tougher year in 2014. That doesn't mean there won't be a lot of individual winners. I hate to say it, but this becomes even more of a stock picker's market than last year. Because last year, if you were anywhere in the U.S. of A., investing in stocks, you did okay. The S&P 500 was up, what, 28, 29% last year. And if you were invested in any kind of small cap mutual funds, small cap exchange traded funds, ETFs, etc., you also had a very good year last year. Now, you can't do that this year, can you? If you're invested in the S&P 500 this year, you're down. And if you're invested in small and mid caps, if you just kept going with the same old that worked last year, it's not exactly working so far this year. And in fact, it doesn't look like it's going to be the same asset classes that are going to work this year that worked last year. We'll have to see. We're still flailing about trying to find some new leaders, trying to find some new direction in the market. But it's obvious to me that now that we have Yellen out of our hair and we know that really there's no change there. We're going to be status quo as far as the Fed and the posture of the Fed. If anything, she may be even a little softer than Bernanke. It's obvious to me that there's more than just the Fed that the market is worried about this year. Because look at the evidence. Janet Yellen out of our hair, and we, you know, are back to a kind of tough slogging here in the market, volatility in the market. It's retail sales today. They're not up to what they have been. Well, you know what? I got to believe it's pretty hard to go out to the mall in Atlanta today. Pretty hard to go out to the mall in St. Paul or in New York today with all of the ice and the cold. In fact, we're told not to go to the mall. You're told. I'm not told. I can walk across the street. I got the mall right across the street from my building, Horton Plaza. All the big stores, Nordstrom's, Foot Locker, you know, everything a guy needs. But I got to believe that retail sales have been hindered a little bit by the big chill that's hit America. The jobs picture, still not good. We're not creating jobs like we should be in America. And the unemployment line, again, this week is pretty long, 339,000. So there's something else to worry about, the U.S. economy. Is the U.S. economy really gaining traction and really starting to take off? Or are there too many things that are holding it back? In my opinion, it's the latter, not the former. There's too many things holding the U.S. economy back. And that's a worry. I mean, we're just barely in the positive, you know, 3%. It wouldn't take much for us to slip back to zero were it not for the Fed and their intervention. In fact, we may be closer to zero than where we are right now. So we have that to worry about still. The jobs picture, the economy, which seems to be stagnant right now. It's not accelerating like it should be at this point in a recovery. And don't forget south of the border. I mean, they're not out of the woods yet. That worry is not behind us. I look at Brazil today, symbol EWZ. It's down 1.2% again today. I look at Argentina, where they're having a huge peso crisis along with Brazil. Argentina's actually up a little bit today. How about that? Don't forget China, however. China's another one. China down 10% so far this year. Just in January, China is down 10%. So it's definitely not the same climate, not the same weather that greeted the market in 2013. In fact, you know, the funny thing is, in 2013, I think expectations were low. We were coming off the fiscal cliff fears, and the expectations were low for the market, and we had a phenomenal January and a phenomenal year. And this year, it seems like the expectations were high for the market after last year, and we're not obviously meeting those expectations. Maybe there's a lesson there. When expectations are low, that's when you really want to be shopping, and when expectations are high, that's when you want to be real careful. That's all I know. Back in January of 2013, I was saying get all in. In fact, in December, all throughout the fiscal cliff concerns, I said get all in. I really like the market right now, 100% invested. And it took off in January and it never looked back. And I was able to ride 2013 to some hefty gains. But towards the end of the year, I kept giving the analogy. When we go visit grandchild in Rexburg, Idaho, we see frozen alfalfa fields. But we see bales of hay stacked up on the sidelines with tarps over them. So there's food for the animals during the winter. And I said last year, you know what? The sun is shining. You've got to make hay as much as you can while the sun is shining, because it's not always going to shine. And then late December, early January, a winter chill hit the market, just like the Midwest and the South. And the roads got frozen, and the fields got frozen. You couldn't grow alfalfa anymore, though we're still trying. I'm still finding individual stocks here and there that are behaving quite nicely. In fact, I've found several this week that I've purchased. I was very active in the market yesterday. I made four purchases yesterday. So, you know, it's not like there aren't opportunities, but they're further and far and more distance between them than before. Luckily, we've put up some hay on the sidelines from last year, some of the gains and the profits we set aside. I probably had about 40% cash right now, somewhere in there, and about 60% invested. So I've actually put some money to work again over the last few weeks. And we'll talk about a few of those stocks when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. And even though I've had a yellow flag waving on the market here since the first few days of January, I have found quite a few buys. I would sum my year up like this so far. I took a lot of big profits off the table in early January, and I wasn't able to really find much to buy to replace them. And pretty soon my stockpile of cash began to rise, 10%, 20%, 30%, got as high as 60%, I believe, 60% on the sidelines in cash. And then the market started to find its groove a little bit again. Nothing like last year, however. It's very, very select right now. Very select. Very little narrow group of stocks. I look at my cash position today. I'm 45% cash and 55% invested right now. So I put about 15% of my overall money to work here again. Since the January spill, the January correction, which may or may not be over at this point in time. Yes, the market was worried about Yellen and the taper, and that seems to be behind us now, but the market's still jittery. It's still worried a little bit. But at the same time, we're picking off a few here and a few there, and I've put some money back to work again. There is a big deal today in the cable media business that I wanted to talk about just for a minute. I do not own Comcast, but I have in the past. And Comcast is one of my top-rated large-cap stocks. And I would have no problem buying Comcast. In fact, it's been on my watch list for quite some time. Not only is Comcast a good growth stock, which I want to go through the particulars here in a minute, but it also pays a dividend, 1.7%. And I think you could make a case for Comcast in the income portfolio, which I did very well with last year. While the bond market was underwater last year, my income portfolio was up 21%. It was made up of stocks that pay dividends. And I think Comcast would be a worthy candidate for that portfolio. And I think Comcast would also be a worthy candidate for my conservative growth portfolio. Comcast is a $140 billion media giant headquartered in Philadelphia, PA. They provide video, internet, phone, network, broadcast TV services through Comcast and cable NBC Universal. Comcast is a $146 billion company once again. It's a mega cap stock, and I would fit it into the profile of either conservative growth or even income and growth. It currently has a PE ratio of 21.5. price to sales of 2.2 and price to book ratio of 2.8. However, let's take a look at the performance of Comcast over the last 1, 3, 5, and 10 years and how superior that performance has been. Over the last 10 years, Comcast has delivered 12% per year to investors. The market's only delivered 4.7%. those are some very, very good returns. In fact, you know, if you looked at all the mutual funds out there, the very best mutual funds have averaged about 12-13% per year over the last 10 years. But many stocks, obviously, have blown those mutual funds away. That's the nature of the beast. Comcast has delivered 11.9% per year. And in a way, Comcast is a mutual fund with all the different holdings that they have, but they are all media related. Over the last 5 years, Comcast has delivered 34.5% per year to investors. Did you know that? I'll bet you didn't know that. It's doubled the returns of the S&P 500 over the last five-year period of time. Not a lot of mutual funds have done that. Over the last 3 years, Comcast has delivered three times the returns of the S&P 500, 34.4%, while the market's delivered 11. And over the last 12 months, Comcast is up 44%, while the market is up 19.7%. Well, Comcast is in the news today. They're making a play for Time Warner Cable. And we'll have to see whether or not, I would think that there might be a little bit of antitrust discussions there with the government as to whether or not they become too big with their media. But, you know, I can see that maybe they let this one slip through. I think they like the people at Comcast in our U.S. government. Having said that, the performance grade of Comcast, when compared with all the other stocks in the market, hot little biotechs, sexy little semiconductor chip stocks, Ferraris racing down the freeway. Comcast comes in with a performance grade of A-. It's right up there with the best of the best. Let me just give you another statistic. Back in 2008, when the market was down 38.5%, Comcast was only down 6.6%. I guess during a recession, a great recession, we still watch our media. We're not going to go out to the mall. We're going to sit at home and watch TV. Now, let's take a look at the valuation of Comcast, because I'm not just a performance guy. I love stocks that perform well. I love stocks with great track records. It tells me a lot about the management of the company and how they deliver returns to the shareholders, which is an important job of a CEO. Put money in the shareholders' pockets. Well, how much do we got to pay for these shares today? Right now, Comcast is trading at 16.7 times forward earnings. It is expected to grow by 19% per year over the next 5 years. That means it's still trading at a discount to its growth rate, because a forward PE of 16.8 is less than the growth rate of 18.8. It gets a PEG ratio of 0.89. Growth at a reasonable price is what we call that. I have a five-year target price on Comcast of $97 per share. That's when I take the earnings estimates next year, extrapolate them out over the next 5 years, and put a multiple on it. Comcast meets my valuation criteria. In addition to this, you get a little dividend, 1.7%. That's awfully nice. Comcast passes my valuation test. Comcast passes my performance test. And, you know, 2008, stock did very, very well, only down 6.6%. Out of 3,821 stocks, Comcast comes in at number 115. A good example, not a recommendation, a good example of a best stock. Now, we'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today.
For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered a little bit of ground here. It's obviously more than just the Fed and the taper that the market's been worried about here in January, because we have that behind us pretty much in the rearview mirror. Yellen gave us a little bit of a roadmap to look at going forward. Nothing set in concrete. We can always take a detour off a side road if we want to. But it doesn't seem like she's going to be this big hawk that's going to swoop down and turn the stock market into a carcass anytime soon. She instead looks to be very dovish, just sitting on the wires and cooing, you know, like a dove does in the morning. And it looks like we're okay there. But obviously the market's still a little bit jittery here. You got China, you've got Argentina. Don't cry for me. You've got Brazil, where they'll have the World Cup this year. Hopefully they'll have a little bit better hotel situation in Brazil than they had in Russia. From what I understand, Brazil's really behind the eight ball as they make preparations for the hosting of this year's World Cup. But having said all of that, despite a jittery market, and despite the biggest cash position that I've had in the last 4 or 5 years, sitting at 45% right now, it's been as high as 60. I've been able to lower my stack of cash sitting on my desk a little bit here the last couple of weeks by picking off some stocks that meet my criteria. What are Gunderson's criteria? If you don't know by now, then you're just joining us, I suppose, which is fine. I like value. I like to buy stocks that make sense from a valuation point of view. And I like to buy stocks that are performing, that are got the momentum characteristics, relative performance. Let's combine those two. My problem with IBD and CanSlim is they leave out valuation. And my problem with pure value investing, they leave out performance. Well, you know what? I just got my Girl Scout cookies. And I like the ones that are the peanut butter covered with the chocolate. I can't think of the names of them right now. The box is gone already. It didn't last long enough. But they're always my favorite. I just think the combination of peanut butter and chocolate makes for a tastier treat. And I think that the combination of valuation with performance makes for a little bit more potent cocktail when you're looking for some zip to your portfolios here. Now, throw in the last big discipline in the stock market, and that is technical analysis. Boy, I mean, a chart tells you a lot. It tells you a lot, just like an x-ray. First thing a doctor wants to do is let's take some x-rays. First thing a dentist wants to do, let's take some x-rays. Let's assess the situation. And a one-year chart of a stock is nothing more than an x-ray that shows the current condition of the patient. Is the patient's health declining? Is the patient's health just steady but not getting any better? Or is all of a sudden something really woke this patient up and it's starting to pop and spring to life? That's kind of what I'm looking for. Now, that's a tall order, obviously. To find stocks that are undervalued, that also are top performers, and they're springing to life technically, this really narrows it down. That's why there's only 25 stocks at any given point, or 30 at the most, in my aggressive growth account out of 3,800 possibilities. We're looking at a very narrow universe that fits that criteria. Same with the big cap conservative stocks, and I just gave you an example of one in Comcast. Same with the income producers, wherever they may come from. Sometimes the income producers come from junk bond closed-end funds. Sometimes it comes from sovereign debt overseas. But for the last 2 years, I've been getting income from dividend-paying stocks because they've also offered and delivered capital appreciation on top of the income. You're not going to get that in the bond market anymore. Interest rates are not on the way down anymore like they have been, like they were for the last 20 years or whatever it was. Remember Jimmy Carter? Interest rate 17-18%. All the way down to 1. And you think they're going lower? They're headed back towards the norm. And that doesn't bode well for the bond market. Therefore, I believe in getting income from dividend-paying stocks that also have appreciation potential. Comcast is a good example. Not a recommendation. It's a good example of a stock that meets my criteria. One other stock here that I'll mention today that I recently picked off is a company right here in my backyard. In fact, they're headquartered in La Jolla, California. That's where the hoity-toity live here in San Diego. We have some pretty wealthy zip codes, including Rancho Santa Fe, which I believe is one of the wealthiest, and La Jolla, one of the wealthiest, and a few others. I'm just a peon that lives downtown San Diego. I do have an abode. I'm not out on the streets at night with the bums, but don't have a La Jolla zip code with the hoity-toity, but Ligand Pharmaceutical does, LGND. La Jolla is also home to the Scripps Clinic and the Scripps Institute, where they do a lot of research. We're a hub here in San Diego for biotech. We have some of the best companies in the world. You ought to come visit us sometime and then go home. That's what the surfers always say. They like to protect their little surfing spots, and they'll wear T-shirts to the beach during the summer. Tourists go home. Well, that's not very welcome. The Chamber of Commerce doesn't encourage this kind of behavior. But Ligand Pharmaceutical, headquartered in La Jolla, California, we have a great stable of biotech. In fact, some of the biggest winners in the market last year were right here in San Diego. Does that give me a heads up? No, not really. I found them with my app. Hey, this is a San Diego company. I didn't know that. I didn't find them by driving around town. I find hamburger joints that way, but not stocks to invest in. Come on. You think I'm going to drive around town looking for stocks? I'm looking for the best cheeseburger or the best Caesar salad. But my app did point me to Ligand Pharmaceutical, which actually I'm familiar with. They've been here for quite some time. They're a $1.5 billion company. They've got a pretty good pipeline for anemia drugs, cancer drugs. They've got some good drug partners like GlaxoSmithKline. I guess it's just Glaxo now. Used to have all these different names like a lawyer firm or something. But Ligand is a pretty successful little company here in San Diego. It's put up some pretty good numbers. LGND is the symbol. Over the last 5 years, okay, this is really easy to look up as I look it up here on my app. Internet a little bit slow here this morning. There it is. Over the last 5 years, Ligand has delivered 36% per year to investors. That's if you take the price of the stock 5 years ago. Simple calculation, and where it's at today, do a little compound growth formula in there, you get 36% per year. Over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered 102% per year to investors. And let's not forget that biotechs and drug stocks are still the hottest area in the market. You hear me play the song, I was in the right place at the right time. That's so important in the stock market. And it would seem that the biotech stocks and maybe a little bit of the technology stocks continue to hold this whole market up like Atlas on its shoulders. How long can this last? I don't know, but there's still stocks like Ligand that are breaking out to new all-time highs. Over the last 12 months, Ligand's up 262%. Ligand is a small cap U.S. biotech stock, and that's been a sweet spot in the market now for the last 16 months. I've been heavily weighted there. And before you say he just buys biotech stocks, no, you should have looked at my portfolios in 2008 when I had dollar stores and pawn shops and auto part stores like AutoZone, etc. I go where the action is. I'm like Jesse James. He robbed the banks because that's where the money was. And if the money's in the biotechs, then doggone it, so be it. And Ligand Pharmaceutical, one of those biotechs right now that is red hot, and a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, full disclosure, in my aggressive growth accounts, which makes up about 75% of my practice here at Gunderson Capital Management. Of course, the last couple of years have favored aggressive growth stocks. 2 years ago, it was all about large caps. So you have to be in the right place at the right time. Ligand has earnings, believe it or not. It's trading at 38 times forward earnings. I think Ligand makes sense from a valuation point of view. I think Ligand makes sense from a performance point of view. And you can't find a better stock chart right now. Well, there's a lot of them that look like this, but this is one of the best. This is one of the chosen. There are many, but few are chosen, right? Many are called, but few are chosen. Ligon right now is a best stock now, a good example of one. Not a recommendation. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today.
For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Just a few updates on projects we're working on here. The PC app, I believe it's now about 4 weeks out. I'll get an update today. Last time I pinned them down to the mat, said I want a ETA arrival date. They told me 5 weeks. And by the way, write us another check. You know how that goes. Just write another check. And another one. And another. No, it hasn't been that bad. They're doing a very good job. My buddy and I, way back in the third grade, we developed the Best Stocks Now app. We learned the iOS system and how to create an app, and it taxed us to the max. I think I took about 7 or 8 trips up to the Central Valley of California, which is about 400, 500 miles or so, and we spent a few weekends in the garage there working on our app. We got it done, and we were very, very happy with it. The next thing we heard was, when are you going to have an Android version of the app? And you know what? It's an entirely different language. It's hard enough to learn French, and now you got to learn Russian? So we hired somebody to do the Android app. Our brains had been taxed to the max. We made it. We conquered Mount Kilimanjaro, and now it was on to the next project. And, you know, I don't know, 6 months later or so, we had an Android app, which is a completely different language. Can't they all get together and have one language for these smartphones? And I've had people ask me, when will you have a Windows version? Never. Android and Apple should suffice. When will you have a Kindle version? Never. It's a whole different language. But the one clamoring that I've heard the most is, when will you have a version for just a simple old PC computer? That's a great idea. You know, I want to see the app on the big screen too. My eyes aren't what they used to be, and looking into my phone at these little screens and looking up stocks. I do have them on tablets. The tablets are bigger, obviously. My iPad comes in real handy. The app there on the iPad, we've got to get it so it will tip a portrait versus landscape. There's always something, some new technology you've got to learn. But I now have a company that does all the maintenance on the apps, works on any problems that come along, takes that burden off of me and my staff, so I can focus on what hopefully I do best. That's manage money, which I spend about 10 hours a day, 9 hours a day. All of this other stuff is extracurricular activity that I do in the evenings and on the weekends. So we're about 4 weeks out on the PC app. I've got Barefoot Solutions here in San Diego. Bunch of surfers, really, is what they are. They surf all morning, and then they create apps and websites the rest of the day. It's good work if you can get it, but they do very, very good work. You know how it is. If you want someone to program the VCR, you get your kids to do it. And if I ever have any issues with any of my computers here at work, even though I'm fairly savvy, I mean, I invented an app and whatnot, but still, They keep changing this stuff on me. I've got a son-in-law that works for me, and I've got a son that works for me. And they're in their 20s. I say, Adam, come here. I need help. I say, Stephen, come here. I need help. These young punks have got a little bit more. Their brains are wired a little bit, you know, towards all of this new media that's come along here. Now, there's still a lot of people stuck in the past that don't have a smartphone and they want a PC app version. And the people that have it on their little telephones want it on a bigger version also, so they can view it at night and do some screening and stuff. And so, as far as I know, we're about 4 weeks out on that. I'll get an update from these fellers today, see how they're doing. If the waves have been big over the last week, we've probably seen no progress on the app. But if there's been no surf, then they're probably making some very good headway. And then as far as the mutual fund app, that, you know what? I am really, that's a powerful, powerful way of investing. Just stay in the top three or four mutual funds. Look, it was up 30% last year, and I didn't have my full database. I was only selecting from among about 100 mutual funds that I had in my database. My database now in the mutual fund side of things has about 6,500 mutual funds. And I have found some very, very potent mutual funds that I plan to make some real hay with here. I'm probably a month away. This is one that we're doing again, the Apperly Gunderson team. Interesting that my buddy that I grew up with, his name is Douglas Apperly. He already had App in his name. He didn't even know it. Now I call him App Apperly. He's a programmer up in the Bay Area for Wells Fargo. Him and his wife live up in the Sacramento, San Francisco Bay Area. Very intelligent guy. Not as smart as me. Nah, he is. He's probably smarter than I am when it comes to all this computer stuff. But we've almost got the mutual fund app. We have all the data we need, and we're updating the data daily. Now I'm injecting all of the formulas for the rankings of those mutual funds. And as soon as that thing's done and ready and on the shelves of Apple and on the shelves of Android, the ETF app is right behind it because there's been an explosion. People love exchange-traded funds. They like them better than mutual funds, so that thing is out there too. And the next book is about two-thirds of the way done. Now that football season's over, baseball season, I've got this little space of time in between football season and baseball season. We're going to just get this thing done maybe this weekend. And that'll be out there shortly, too. The newsletter will be coming out this weekend. I have a national publication right now looking, sniffing around my newsletter. We'll see whether or not they bite or not. If they don't, fine. If they do, fine. We already send it out to thousands of people every weekend. And I personally think, being a stock market newsletter junkie that's gotten about every two-week trial to newsletters since I was probably about 25 years old or so, that's a lot of years. I go way back to some of the original newsletter writers like Howard Ruff and the Prudent Speculator, Al Frank, and all of those guys. I think I have one of the best newsletters in the land, and I'm humble. But it's produced results. You can get 4 weeks of my newsletter at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. If you're a newsletter junkie, you'll love it. If you're a stock market junkie, you'll love it. And if you want me to manage your money, forget it. No, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.